In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, before we start the show, we wanted to let you know that we're recording this week's episode in Chicago, which is the first stop on the U Up tour. Right now, we're in the Moxie Sound Off podcast booth at the amazing Moxie Chicago downtown.
There's actually a podcast studio in the hotel we're staying at. It's perfect for us. And if you're in Chicago, the Moxie Sound Off podcast booth is free for artists, both pro and amateur, to record in.
We love this place. And when you check in, you get a complimentary cocktail at the bar to kick off your stay. I think this hotel... What do you think?
I think it's great. It's very millennial. It feels like the lobby is awesome. It kind of feels like you're like hanging out in someone's basement, but like very chill. There's games here. There's like a good lighting.
It's like a modern day saloon. Like you walk in, people at the bar, music going on. There's the hotel upstairs. You can be down here playing foosball, playing checkers and stuff. They got books on the shelves, and they got the taco stand.
Oh yeah, the tacos are great.
Fantastic. Yeah. I had what do you think of the right amount of tacos are?
For an adult man, I would say three tacos seems like a good amount.
I got three tacos last night, and I got chips on the side just in case.
Just in case. Okay.
Yeah, you know, like
just
as
in
a,
case.
Just in case.
Do you have self-control?
None.
Okay.
But
so they're not just in case.
I'm thinking like, okay, I got the chips to go with my... The waitress came up with the three tacos. It was as if she was looking for a party of 30. She was like, where do these go? And I go, I think that's me. She goes, all for you? And I'm like, yeah.
You got taco shamed.
I got taco shamed. And I was like, yeah, this is for me. And she's like, well, I kept looking around. She wouldn't stop. I kept looking around. I was looking for a banquet hall. And it's like, okay, fucking relax.
Where's the rest of your family?
Yeah. Sorry, Dad. I ordered a dinner. The staff here is very nice.
I alerted management about her, but the hotel's great.
That
is. I went to the gym here this morning. It got everything you could possibly need. There's even Starburst.
And I would say Starburst at the gym?
Yes.
What is this, a Planet Fitness? So I would say the best thing that you can do, I know we have a lot of Chicago listeners. We know that because the show is sold out tonight. We're coming to Cleveland, Detroit, and Toronto. Still tickets available for those shows. But I would say this is the perfect hotel to park your parents.
Yes.
If they're coming into town, it's not, you know, you're not going to break the bank. They're going to have a comfortable hotel that's in the middle of everything, walkable, and that a place that you would want to hang out downstairs that you can go, let's hang at the hotel so you always have an out. So you can be like, yeah, we'll have the drinks there. Then you go to bed. Gotta go. Right. You know, there's no.
Yeah, then you leave and I'll be fine.
And you have your life. So the Moxie Hotel is the perfect hotel to get rid of your parents at. at Moxie Chicago on Instagram, at Moxie Hotels, and hashtag all at the Moxie. We're loving it here. Thank you, Moxie Hotel.
It's great. Hello and welcome back to the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. Jordana, it is a pleasure to be back here with you.
Same here. I'm very excited. Our first show of our tour is tonight.
Tonight. Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and Toronto. It's tonight, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday night. So listen, if you're out there and you're listening and you're in any of those cities, come on out, okay? We want you. We want you to come out. We're going to be doing deal reveals, which is going through people's texts and translating what's going on. We're doing dating app makeovers.
Those are
going
to be so fun.
So much fun. We're doing audience questions at the end of every show so you can get maybe your question answered. We bring people on stage. It is really a event. It's a party. And you know what?
It's a fun time.
It's a fun time. And I always say this on the show, and I want to reiterate this. We know that if you listen right now, you're going to have a fun time just because you have fun with the podcast. You have friends. The miserable friend that's like, I'm not a podcast person. Or the miserable friend that's like, I don't go out on weekdays. Or the other friend that's like, I'm doing a mask on Friday. Those people, we are more worried about having a good time than you. because we made a show for those miserable fucks
exactly
to look us in the eye and go, You were right the whole time.
They're going to thank you.
They're going to thank
you. It's going to be amazing.
And we're all going to have a blast. Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Toronto. Get those tickets.
Betches.co/UUP Tour
That's it. Betches.co/UUP Tour I'm just really excited to meet the people because I just did a show in D.C. And the people that come to, you know, my shows because – and a lot of them come because of this podcast and – and the people that have gone to our shows in the past, they're just fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
They're fun people. They don't take themselves too seriously. They're looking to have a good time.
Anything goes.
It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party. We're very excited.
Yeah. And as you know, we just announced now they're on regular sale. We're coming to New York November 8th as part of New York Comedy Festival. And those tickets are selling really fast. So if you want them, you should definitely get on it because
that's going to be, I mean, we're getting special guests for some of the shows along the tour. The New York one, not to put the other ones down, you know, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, you're going to have a fun time. The New York one, if you're in the New York area, get the tickets now. Don't miss this show.
Do not. Right, because there probably won't be any left.
Yeah, that's not going to be hanging around on November 8th. We're not going to be sitting here begging you, okay?
Exactly.
Not like the people in Cleveland, which, get your fucking tickets, Cleveland.
Seriously.
But listen.
We'll find you.
We'll find you.
We will bring you to the show.
I'm going to start knocking on doors in Cleveland. I'll be like, get the fuck out of your house, Baker Mayfield. You're coming. He's the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
I definitely did not know that.
So the New York show, November 8th, that's going to be, I mean, like New York Comedy Festival, it's going to be a party. So, and all these shows are party. What we do live, I don't think there's any.
There's no one who does what we do.
There's no one that.
That's our tagline.
Listen, I've been working on live podcasts like my own and then via this, like. It's tough to translate the podcast to a live experience, and I think we have nailed it. I think we've
If we do say so ourselves.
I'm patting myself on the back right now.
And the only way for you to tell us that we're wrong is if you come and then you say, no, you didn't, so that means you have to get your tickets.
That's right. What's going on with you right now, Jordana? How's everything?
In life?
Just in life. What do we should... I'm a little hungover. I'm a little annoyed. I'm a little... You know, I have...
Do you want to talk about an issue?
Do you have an issue?
I had a fight, but you can go first.
So we're both having fights with our significant others?
We're doing better now. It was like a last week fight.
Okay.
I noticed that I start a fight with my boyfriend the same day of my period every month.
Well, there should be like a period cabin. Where you could go to the cabin.
People say that like it's a bad thing. Like there used to be that. They're like in biblical times,
really?
There was a menstrual hut. And you'd go there
Bring back the menstrual hut.
You'd go there for a week and you would just like, you'd bleed there for a week.
Wait a minute.
And you'd be with all the other women who were bleeding. I know that you're joking, but this used to be a thing. And I remember reading about it and I was like, everyone was like, oh, that was so like back in the day, women were so like tortured. They had to do this. I'm like, that sounds amazing. I take a week off work. I go to a spa. I just like have my period. I'm not a danger to society or those around me. And then I come back.
Listen, I'm totally in favor. Bring back the menstrual hut. Let's
menstrual
hashtag.
Hut. Hashtag menstrual
back,
hut.
Hashtag menstrual hut. Hashtag bring it back. Because I do get in these arguments with my girlfriend where I'll go and then she'll go. And then like it's all of a sudden like the fog clears and she's like, I was really going through it. And I'm like, this isn't like you getting drunk. You're still a human being.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you can use that really as an excuse, but it's just like something where it's like we are all like prone to our hormones and like sometimes things trigger us more when we're feeling extra sensitive or feeling extra emotional. And that is sometimes like a hormonal thing.
So what triggered you?
This isn't like the most PC of conversations, but
listen,
you're in the
this is the trust tree. I'm not here to judge. Okay. I'm going to go with you no matter what you say. I mean, within limits.
I think
but,
you're not going to go with me on this one.
Well,
but.
This is the home of, you know, we don't speak PC here. We speak honestly and lovingly with each other and then we figure it out.
Right. That's fair.
So what happened?
Okay. So somehow this hypothetical comes up. These always are where we get into our fights about like, what if I got pregnant like now? Right.
So you said, what if I got pregnant? You
decided. I forgot how it came. We were drinking. We went out to dinner.
It's but you decided. On his birthday.
On his birthday. We're out. We're drinking. Somehow it came up. I don't think I bring it up. I don't remember who brought it up. I don't remember.
Let's just set the scene. His birthday, your gift to him is day one of your period. You're bringing up. What if I got pregnant?
What?
Day three. So we're in the center of the period hurricane.
Right.
And you're like, what if I got pregnant? Like, what? There's no win for him.
And in his defense, he had a long day at work. He goes, I really don't want to think tonight. So I'm like, well.
How about we, let's take a break and think about the rest of our lives.
I have a couple dirty martinis and I forgot how this came up. I didn't just bring it up. Somehow it came up.
The dirty martini will get you.
It will.
It is like you have a moment with the dirty martini is like, hey, let's make it easier for you to drink vodka.
Right, like basically just like two shots of vodka with a little olive juice
that you're sipping on. Yeah. That like acting like it's a Gatorade.
Exactly, you have two of those.
Like, let me drink seawater all night.
Dorinda from Real Housewives of New York says martinis are like breasts. One is not enough, and three is too many.
That's hilarious. Who wrote that? Is Dorinda a comedy writer?
I don't know if she wrote it or someone. It's originated from someone else, but I thought that was a very good line.
It's one I'm jealous of. I wish I had just said it before you said it so I could feel like it was mine.
That martinis are like breasts.
Yeah. I'm sitting here talking about seawater. so you're on martini two?
Two or two and a half.
Okay.
Let's say.
So we're five. No one ever does the martini math. No one ever goes, yeah, I'm on my fifth martini. You say I'm on my fifth martini. You're not saying I'm on my 10th ounce of vodka.
Right. That's true, which is really what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm on my fifth drink, essentially, because two martinis is four, whatever. Anyway, so somehow it came up, and I was like.
Somehow.
I really don't think I wrote it. And he was like, oh, like, obviously, we would just, like, get rid of that.
That was his response. Obvious. He was like very flippant.
Right. It was like he was like, oh, he's like,
the king,
he's like
chopping
he's
off people's heads.
Like, oh, yeah. It was like almost like there was a button like abort. Like
it was like a very easy to say. It is interesting. Again, we're floating into territories.
I don't want to get into. Right.
We don't.
I am pro-choice.
Of course.
As clearly I found out, so is he.
Right. Sounds like your boyfriend is pro, like, you know, five-year-old. We'll see. You know, like we can get rid of that one, too. We'll see if it's good or not. It is interesting, and this is kind of, I think, where you're getting at is, like, there is a point where it's like we're together.
Right.
We're both making money. We're not 16 and pregnant.
Right. Well, that's what I said. I'm like, listen, like, we're here celebrating your 30th birthday. Yeah. Okay? Like, we live together. We've been together for 2 years. That shouldn't be, like, such an immediate decision for you. Like, I was, like, very offended by the fact. I'm like,
Your body has choice.
Like, I'm like, this would be, like, our. He's like, obviously, like, your choice, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But he said the right thing, and then he said what he really meant.
But I was just like, that obviously wouldn't be just like such an immediate choice. And I'm like, I was like, and honestly, like if I really thought about it, I'd probably come to like the same decision after like careful consideration and like really like wanting to do it the right way in the right time or whatever. But like, it wouldn't be like so obvious. It wouldn't be like, smack the, like the button thing. Like, you know,
head.
Like that, those memes with the button.
I think this is funny because it relates to, like, if you're single or if you're seeing someone, the audience, if you're not in a relationship, what it relates to is how little men really connect these things to the commitment level of the relationship.
Right.
Like, to me, it sounds like you're saying, how could you be so right away when we're so committed we could handle this together?
Right. Like, why would it be such an obvious choice for you?
Exactly. So, like, does that mean that you would abort this relationship as easily?
Well, that was the next thing. I was like, well, what are you, like, 1 foot out the door? That you don't want to commit to 18 years of, like, raising
this
child?
Funny to me, this is so funny because I'm having a similar argument. Mm-hmm. Last night, I'm talking to my girlfriend and my apartment, I'm having some issues. I think I might want to, like, get rid of my apartment. And I haven't been, like, involving her with the discussion because it's my fucking apartment.
You mean, like, sell it? You own it, right?
I own my apartment. So I was like thinking of selling the apartment. So I'm thinking of bringing in people. But like the selling process, and please don't DM me realtors with your suggestions and all this stuff. But let me get ahead. But the selling process, it can be done slowly and like, yeah, let's just float it out there and see what happens.
Right.
I don't need to check in with, in my mind, I don't need to check in with her on that. In her mind, she's like, well, my lease is up in April. Like, what, you know.
Right. How have you not factored this into like.
She literally used the same thing you just said of the back door. She's right. Like, you're keeping the back door open.
You're keeping it open, right.
To be that's able what, to well, that's sneak
what I,
out.
That's what I interpreted that immediate statement as, like, oh, like, you're not committed to this hypothetical fake baby. You're not committed to me.
How could you do this to our baby?
Right. I'm just like, it seems like, from, and he was like, I feel like you're taking this very personally. He's like, I wouldn't want to have a baby with anyone that I wasn't married to. And like, he goes, in a stable, like, marriage with. And I'm like, well, do you don't think this is stable?
Yeah. Like, it's so funny because people email us all the time. They're like, he said this, this, and that, and now these actions are happening. Like,
we connect the dots like very
so
quickly, very quickly, and very like big picture. And like, that is the curse of overanalyzing, because I don't think men think that way.
No, he and I are on the same page where he's like, he's just thinking, you have baby, what do we do? He's not thinking, you have baby, how does this relate to how much I love you and how much you love me and whether we're stable.
Right. And our future and the whatever.
And,
yeah.
And I do agree, like, when, you know, it was proposed to me that doing my apartment stuff without even, like, acknowledging that she exists, I do understand how you would feel that way, how you would feel that way about your relationship. Like, you would just, like, get rid of a bit, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I do understand when a girl says, like, He also gave me a kiss on the, you know, he said he had such a great time. You know, that, like, those are all,
right.
That's a smaller version of abort the baby.
Yeah, it's
but
like, right. It's
in
like,
the same phylum.
I don't understand. Right, I don't understand how to interpret these signals. It's kind of like, because I think a huge fear of, like, you, no matter how great your relationship is going or you think it's going, that I think the big fear is like, oh, I could be on like the complete opposite page. And you hear about those people who are like, blindsided, we were talking about this, and then they're just kind of like, oh, like, I'm out. I think that's where our minds always go to when we're not factored into these decisions. Well, it's like, he's not thinking about this long term. He's not thinking about how I fit into this future.
Yeah, but women do this fucking annoying thing where, and I just had someone DM me their whole question, and we went back and forth a little bit. About what, you know, their dating issue. And she was like, one of the things she said to me was, he said they had broken up. Okay. And I think this relates, because she goes, he told me he's not attracted to me anymore. And I was like, that's a fucked up thing to say.
Yeah.
And then I kept thinking about it. I was like, I don't think, like, I was like thinking in my mind, I'm not like here to accuse. She's asking me the question, but she subtly left out that she asked him if, because I said, I was like, man, that's such a mean thing to say. That is something I wouldn't say to someone. I'm not attracted. Even, but then I was like, well, did you ask him?
Okay.
If he was attracted to you
did
anymore?
Did he volunteer that information?
He didn't,
right.
He didn't just look at you and go,
right, yeah.
He can go, you ugly bitch, I'm done. Like, that's not what he said.
Well, that's like the difference between like, oh, like you hear people being like, he said he doesn't love me anymore. Well, that usually comes before like, do you not love me anymore?
Yes, exactly. Right. Women, it seems like a lot of times women are scandalous, like Vanity Fair reporters that are trying to get good quotes to bring to
you
their
want
friends.
The sound bite.
You want the soundbite. So like, and I said to her, I go, did you ask if he was did you ask if he was trying to have sex with other people and like why? And like, she goes, well, I did say, and I'm like, yeah, so stop bringing this up as like how evil he is. Like, I do agree. That's an awful
context,
thing to say.
It can, right. It can,
any
it can.
Quote out of context, you know, the quote from this podcast could be, you know, my boyfriend wants to abort my baby.
Right.
You know,
like, yeah.
Like, so he wants to kill all the babies.
Well, that's,
you know,
the
like,
beauty of sound of podcast as a medium is that you can actually get into things.
You
but,
see the
yeah.
whole conversation kind of fluidly. But I'm saying, like, it does feel like, you know, when you ask these questions, stop being surprised at the answers you received.
Right.
Stop looking at people and going, Like, I do understand, like, you did ask.
Right. Well, what he said is, like, I don't understand, he's like, what your deal is, because you ask my opinion about these things, but you don't want my opinion. You want the answer that you want. And when it, and when the answer that you're getting isn't the answer that you wanted, then you're mad at me. But it's like, you asked for my opinion.
That's why when someone's getting dumped, I'm always like, stop asking for why. Like, the why will right. only get you to whatever they say for why they dumped you. Is to get the fuck away from you. So whatever gets you them away from you fastest is what they're gonna say. Yeah, like, well, why'd you end it? I don't know. I'm a horrible person. I'm busy. I'm right. this. I'm that. And then you go back and you go, can you believe this bullshit he said? And it's like, yeah, he said bullshit to get the fuck away from you.
Right. Well, we think we need the why for, like, closure, but really that there's no answer that someone could give you where you'd be like, oh, that makes sense.
But it is. Oh, well, you're right. I am right. a mess yeah. socially. I. But it's interesting because you're in a relationship where you're going to get the honest response.
Right.
You got the honest response that kind of stings a little.
Well, that's what he says. He's like, he's like, do you want my opinion or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah. Well, that's why when girls are getting dumped by guys and they're asking why, right. they're hearing what they want to hear. Right. And or what the guy thinks they want to hear.
Right.
When you're asking for an opinion from someone who loves you and is there for you and is committed, he's going to give the real answer.
Right.
And that's when fights start. But what that's
I
reality.
Right. Well, what I said about that, which I'm sure, like when you went over the living situation with Jess, is like there's a way to answer that question and give your opinion on that that is like sensitive and like it takes what you think that takes. You're knowing your audience more into place.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like maybe that your answer is the same, but it's like, you know, like I'm not, like this is going so well and like I love you so much, but I feel like we'd both like be so much happier to do this like when we were ready. So like I feel like the best choice for us would probably like we probably both come to the conclusion that the best choice for us would be to not do this right now.
That would be
a better answer for me. I understand that would be a difficult one to do, like a few yeah. drinks deep. But
that's
I was like, there's a way to express your opinion in a way that is like sensitive and knows your audience and like.
But you're looking for the answer to be like a press conference. With a football coach after the game. Like, yeah, we got to practice more. And, you know, I could understand why that would be
right,
sensitive to you.
That
I wouldn't want to keep the baby. But, you know, this is a hypothetical baby. Like, that's not how relationships work, right?
I mean, shouldn't they, though? Like, where we, like, take each other's, like, sensitivities into consideration?
To me, that's lying. Like, I'm happy.
Well, that's what he thinks. But I don't think that's fair.
To me, that creates a bigger issue in the future. Like you're passing the buck at that point. You're saying, I'm not going to deal with it. It's a Ponzi scheme. You know, that's a Ponzi scheme.
Eventually you have to pay.
Eventually you're going to be like, let's abort the baby. You know, like I
guess.
And then it's more, at least you're like, you know, I don't know. Do we want to be face to face with these answers or not? Do we?
Well, he's like, you should stop asking these questions because you never like the answers. And it always causes like a 3-hour fight between us. So. And I'm like, well, maybe you should like interpret how I might want the answer
well,
to be.
I think both are true. I think you guys are together because you ask the questions and because he answers them honestly. I think like the problem is also the solution. Like, right. I know that's a hokey dokey way to look at it. But like, I mean, I just think like sometimes women like I'm dealing with this with my relationship right now where it's like we'll have a fight that is like on the precipice of a breakup. Like and then 2 hours later, it's like. You're selling your apartment? My lease is up in April. And I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? like you were about to dump me. You like.
Well, now this is where she needs the reassurance that that's what you're doing.
This is the problem. Like, are those all connected? Like, mm-hmm. You know, nothing's in a vacuum.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to have the realtor come over and look at the fucking place. That's all I can really.
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
For those listening who are
anyone
invested
to buy in
this conversation.
Harlem? Let's do the
you
emails.
You got a nice terrace.
I have that terrace. Listen, people, if you're looking for a terrace.
Nowhere to find one.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. Then I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com.
Let's finish our abortion talk with some awkward sex.
You want to do awkward sex? We'll go right to it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I think that's the better move.
Okay, go.
You can read it.
Hey, J&J. Just started listening to the podcast this summer. And my friend, just started listening to podcasts this summer. New to the medium. And my friend suggested yours. I've been addicted ever since. That is how it works. You tell a friend. They tell a friend. You tell, and it's summertime, podcast season. This is the time of year that you spread the word of you up. I'm always laughing, really enjoying hearing your thoughts on modern dating relationships. So I have an awkward sex story that I think is funny. My friends are still in disbelief over. In college, I started talking and hooking up with this guy. We would hook up and talk off and on for a few months. But it was a very weird thing we had. After months of no interaction, I started talking to and hooking up with this guy, and we would hook up and talk off and on for a few months. But it was a very weird thing we had.
Okay, so she's saying they would hook up sometimes and then, like, not speak for months.
Okay, after months of no interaction, we ran into each other and started talking again. The next day, we ended up going home together. Over all the times we hooked up, we hadn't had sex. So I was like, why not? Let's do it this time. Well, after we were done for the first time that night, we couldn't find the condom. We literally tore my room apart looking for where it could have gone. A few minutes later, I went to the bathroom to freak out by myself when I decided maybe I should go fishing to see if I could find it. After some searching, I found it and pulled it out.
She found the condom inside her.
She really didn't explain this well.
Yeah, not a great writer, no offense.
I'm sorry.
But thank you for writing in.
Thank you for writing in, but let's make sure you've buried the lead. They fucked. And the condom is inside of her.
Yes.
They can't find it anywhere. She decides to go fishing, meaning she's going into the devil's trench.
She's going into her vagina to see if it's there.
After some searching, I found it and pulled it out. I casually walk back in the room and pretend to find it on the floor by the trash. Oh, looky here. I think in this scenario, I would be like, just tell me you found it in your vagina.
Right, like, what's the big deal?
There's no big deal to me. All was well, and like an hour later, we started to have sex again. Let me preface this by saying this kid was wicked obnoxious. I know where this email is coming from. And upon walking...
Is that a Boston thing?
Yeah, that's a Boston thing. And upon walking into my room, took all the Dove chocolate from me and my roommate's candy jar and shoved the pieces in his pockets.
That's a bold move.
That's a homeless guy move. Just going to save these for later. Right. Well, now we're having sex again. And once we're done, I noticed something dark smeared on my leg. He asked me if it was blood. I knew it wasn't, but started to freak out, and he surprisingly was very nice about it. I noticed that it was a smear on his stomach, too. I tore back the sheets, and there was a huge, thick, dark stain all over the bed. Upon further investigation, it was all over both of us. It literally... Big investigation. I investigated the crime scene. It was all over all of us. Oh, look at you, Nancy Drew. It was all.
She did plot the scene of the condoms. So yeah. She's very into like this detective work.
She knows what she's doing.
She framed OJ.
It literally looked like someone had shit the bed. Turns out it was the chocolate that had been shoved in his pockets. They had fallen out and melted on the bed while we were on top of them. The sheets were ruined and I had to throw them out. So to sum it up, first time having sex with this kid, the condom got stuck inside of me and we both got covered in melted chocolate. We didn't even have that much interaction after this event despite my efforts to be friendly and not awkward. Not sure what advice there is to be given here, but I'd love to hear your thoughts or at least give you guys a laugh. What would you name this? I would call this... Willy Wonka and the Condom Factory.
I like that.
Yep.
Wasn't there a boy in Hey Arnold, like Chocolate Boy?
Oh, I think so.
Do you remember that?
I wasn't a big Hey Arnold guy.
Really? I loved Hey Arnold.
The cartoon, the look of it didn't agree with my eyes.
What did you watch when you were a kid?
I watched everything. I literally watch everything. Like I've seen like a little bit of
You've
every
seen it all?
I've seen like, I mean, I liked The Simpsons growing up, but like I liked like Nickelodeon, like I would just dabble,
dabbled around in cartoons.
Yeah, how about
that?
You?
Sounds like an answer that someone's like making up and they didn't actually like.
No, yeah, no, which way? Yeah, which right.
You ever seen something where like someone asked Sarah Palin like what magazine she's like, she political magazine. Yeah. She's like, I read look at them
all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, you know what I loved? Recess.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
I loved Recess because I liked that Now looking back on it, it took the world and put it on the playground. It was a very smartly written cartoon show.
Yeah, I was a simpler kid. I liked like Rugrats and all that shit.
Yeah, the song for Rugrats always annoyed me.
I don't know. I like the concept, babies who are speaking to each other. So yeah, I'd call it like Chocolate Boy, something like that. I don't know.
I mean, this
like the Willy Wonka
awkward
thing.
Yeah, Willy Wonka and the Cave of Doom, or Willy Wonka and the pussy condoms. I what do you think of this? Like, is this
doves and fish? I don't know.
Smear sex.
That's good.
The chocolate smeared
I
all
like
over
that.
It. What do you? Would this turn you off?
The
on,
dirty duty.
To me, like this is actually to someone the dirty duty. This is someone's like fetish.
Is
like,
what?
Oh, I got
you
chocolate.
Think?
Let's dress you ourselves
think this
in chocolate.
As a fetish?
No, but I'm saying, like, to someone, they're reading this being like, this isn't awkward at all. You guys were covered in chocolate.
It's an expensive fetish.
Dove.
The chocolate. No, but not the, I mean, like, the price of the sheets. Dove, the we sheets. They could probably, you know, live a little.
What, is red flag deal breaker? Someone.
I think someone, it depends, like, what their reaction to, like, the if they were like, I'm so sorry, oh my god, I can't believe I got chocolate all over your sheets by shoving little pieces of chocolate that I didn't even ask you for into my pockets.
To me,
it's the bad house guest is probably
that's probably the best name for it. I mean, to me, this isn't awkward if she just like, to me, like if you're having sex with someone and they're confident enough to be like, guess where I found the condom? It's in me. You know, like that makes the next sexual experience better to me. Like, to me, then the chocolate gets licked off of you.
Right.
Like I'm not blaming her or whatever. I'm just saying, like, in the scenario where it's like, you know, communication feels like it was lost here.
Right. I think if it were done in the right way, it would be fine. It just sounds like he's some guy who like greedily shoved ten pieces of Dove chocolate into his pockets and then just like decided to fuck shit up for no reason.
Also, why weren't his pants off?
If that's he shoved like, it that, in his that pockets, was another question I was wondering. Yeah. Right. Like, why did he like. Yeah. Like, why didn't weren't shouldn't they have been in his pockets?
I mean, anytime there's, yeah, there's, and I'm reading this, I'm like, anytime there's been brown around, I'm like, okay, at least it wasn't shit.
Right. You it's know? Like a dry humping thing? Like, why were, yeah, why and were the pants?
I guess it's hot. Do you not have AC? Like, were the chocolates, like,
I mean, if you're having, like, sex, I can see, like, that would get sweaty or, you know.
Yeah.
The chocolate melting.
I guess so. I
that's a good way to see how steamy things are getting.
UUP. Does the chocolate melt? UUP.com. UUP. At Betches.com. Send in your awkward sex stories. We want them. We want to read them. We want to play them.
We see it. We like it.
We want it.
We got it.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Let's do another email.
Let's do it. Okay. Hey, Jordana and Jared. First off, love the podcast. You made me become a much more sane and understanding person in my relationships. That's nice. Looking forward to seeing you both at the New York City show in November, where I'm bringing along three friends.
Love
it. Great. Tag a bitch. I have a problem with my current boyfriend I would love your input on. Over the weekend, I was helping my boyfriend pick out a tie for a wedding we are attending together. While looking at the pictures of his suits in his photos, I scrolled up too far. Yes, Jared, I was being nosy and noticed two poor quality nude photos of a seemingly normal looking girl accompanied by a Venmo payment for $10. One photo of was of her ass and the other was her boobs. The Venmo payment was a series of fire emojis. That's annoying. I would fucking lose it. And she says, I immediately lost it, saying, "You're paying girls for nudes?" To which we responded, saying they were amateur porn stars with Snapchat premium accounts, and it's just like paying for porn. What the fuck? Is this normal? I couldn't wrap my head around the fact he had similar photos of me saved on Snapchat. or why he couldn't be a normal person and watch free online porn like everyone else. I have a theory, and please tell me if I'm on the right track. I believe the appeal here is that these are real girls sending photos directly to him, so it makes him feel like it's him, it's for him, rather than looking up something less personal on the internet. Is this micro-cheating? How concerned do I need to be about this? When I told my friends what happened, they were appalled and said that I needed to dump him. I will say he was extremely apologetic and swore he would never do it again. He also said that when he's hungover, he likes to jerk off an insane amount, so he likes to switch it up and doesn't want to constantly be asking me for nudes. This sounds like a lot of information. More context, we have been together 6 months. I'm 23 and he's 25. We knew each other in college, hooked up once when he came to visit, and reconnected after I graduated via DMs. LOL. So you know that shouldn't, the DM thing shouldn't be a huge surprise. He has never had a girlfriend before, so I'm excusing this behavior, but he doesn't know what is appropriate or not. Thanks for your input in advance. I don't think this has been covered on the show before. P.S. The Venmo was only screenshotted because she said she didn't get the payment. Men are animals.
That's so funny, because I was going to ask about why would the picture of the Venmo payment be in his scroll?
Right. That actually seems like a legitimate excuse that would be like very tough for someone to make up. I believe that excuse about why it was screenshotted.
Oh, yeah. I believe everything.
Right.
I think it's...
You believe him?
I believe him. I believe he masturbates an insane amount.
Right.
That's such a funny thing to me.
Can I
like,
say...
Oh, I got to tell you, when I'm hungover... It is, I masturbate an insane amount. I lock myself in my room.
Oh, my God.
I get the creams. I get the candles. I get the tissues.
I,
It's like, what a Wait, weird
Why do you
thing.
Need to paint that picture for her?
I that's what I'm saying. Wait, like, what's like, the... like, that doesn't help his excuse. Like,
right.
She's like, what about free porn? And he's like, you don't understand. When I'm hungover, I masturbate.
I need to mix it up.
An insane amount. Like, there's literally... there's an endless amount of porn on the internet,
right?
Like free porn. And then he's right. like, no, you don't understand.
It's not enough for
it's
me.
It's not enough. It's not. I need an insane amount. Right. You know, like I'm laughing at that because the idea that he
Let's
masturbates.
Tell you how he justifies it in his head. I really need to switch it up.
We call it a hat trick, buddy. That's when you masturbate three times.
Have
in
you
one
ever
day.
Done this?
No, I've never done this.
I've heard, actually...
I'm not saying it's crazy.
We got this email, I have to a few days ago, and since then, I've seen another email that we received of someone who also discovered that the guy they were seeing
was
paying for a Snapchat... Snapchat nudes. From what I gather from all the evidence, yeah. is that this is kind of a thing.
Oh, it's definitely
This isn't
a thing.
Like just his very, very, very odd kink. This seems like... sort of a thing that happens. Is it cheating? That's a different question.
I don't know if this offers her comfort, but what you're saying to me is a comfort thing. Like, he didn't, you know, put on Craigslist, hey, I'm looking for someone who will exchange Snapchat nudes with me. Like, he wasn't the HR department for Snapchat nudes. And I don't understand
what
I mean is, like, this is... there's a marketplace for this already built. So it's not like he was so in... it's kind of like if you have the tools, you will use them type of thing. So it's like what I'm saying is like one day you're masturbating to free. The next day you're like, well, I like this type of porn. I'll join a porn site that's specific to this.
Okay.
And it's not like he created... and then he's like the next day he finds... oh, well, there's a bunch of women who will sell you pictures.
So you're saying this wasn't like what's premeditated necessarily.
You can fall down the rabbit hole of paying for Snapchat nudes.
Right.
And I'm not saying that's something. And like, I think the biggest difference, I'm like starting to come to terms with the biggest difference between dating now and dating for our parents is that we have to be, that we are forced with the reality of disgusting. And like, and like, this is, and it's a lot of male stuff that you have to be put face to face with. But like, I'm saying, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I could see you start with a certain point. Like, I don't know. This happens to women too. I mean, I've heard women say this where it's like, you ever masturbate to porn? You don't watch porn.
Not really. No.
If you're a person who watches porn, you start at one video, then you end at the next video, okay. Then you're at the third video, and then you're at the fifth video, and then you're like, and then you come and you're like, oh my God, how did I get here? Okay. I'm not this animal. I don't watch this. Right. You shut the computer, you clear your history.
How weird does it get?
it can get weird. Okay. I mean, weird enough to send someone fire emojis over right. Venmo. Here's, like, it's a normal thing.
Here's my question about this, though. She's sending him a picture of her ass, right? Or something like that. Aren't there so many, like, Instagrams out there where he could just, like, look at, like, why does he need the personal? That's my question. It's like, why does he need this to be personally sent to him?
That's where I agree with her theory. I have a theory. Please tell me if I'm on the right track. I believe the appeal here is that these are real girls sending photos directly to him, so it makes him feel like it's for him rather than looking up someone less personal. You know, I think that's...
Right, but that's almost also, like, the more insulting part.
That's... Yeah,
right. I mean, but like, I want this to feel closer to someone I'm in a relationship with than not.
Well, then that's where it's not insulting. Where it's like, it wasn't a girl he met at a bar; it was a girl with a market. Like, at least you're dealing with a business person,
right?
You know, like, it's like,
isn't that the same thing as he went to a prostitute? This to me seems like three steps behind seeing a prostitute.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm saying like. You know, I'm saying it wasn't, you know, it's kind of like buying weed from a drug dealer versus walking into the store. Like, you know, like maybe that's not the best example. I just like, for whatever reason, it feels more transactionary than it does romantic.
Well, that's again, like that makes me think of a prostitute.
Yeah.
Like how one would describe seeing a prostitute. So for me, like, that would be this itself, I think, wouldn't bother me as much as like the thought that this was just the beginning. And that if his argument is like, I get tired of the same thing, I needed to like up it up a little bit. Sure. So I needed to get these personal things. And then I'm like, okay, maybe this isn't like that harmful, but like, what's the next step that you're
totally.
Like, that you're paying, that you're like, that you're sending, it's like an email, you're having it's someone like send you their underwear over the internet.
One martini gets you drunk one night, two right. the next night, well, three yeah. the next week.
And then
week.
The next thing yeah. I know, like, you have a prostitute addiction. Yeah, like, next because thing you always yeah. need to up it. So for sure. me, like, it's not so much like this thing one off would be so insulting. I mean, it is kind of.
Yeah, just, the thing she should be most worried right. about
is like, where does that end?
Where does it end? But I think the thing and I know this is not, maybe people won't agree with me on this, is he promised he would stop.
Right.
I think it's even better if he was like, this is my thing. If he was just like, this is my thing, because I don't think he is going to stop.
I don't think he's going to stop either. I don't think that's like the kind of thing where he was like, oh, let me try it. And then like, oh, didn't work out well. I'm just never doing it. Like, he's always, and even if he's not stopping, he still like wants to. Yeah. Right. And that's sort of more of the issue, is that he wants to more
but
than it's.
What is, so is this guy supposed to be like, let's say she dumps him. Like, is this guy supposed to live in hiding the rest of his life? Like, is this kind of something, like, how does he come out with this information of like, hey, I love you, but this is kind of how I get up. Like, because we have on this show talked about how, like, masturbation in a lot of sense has nothing to do with your partner.
Right. And I think that that's a fair, fine thing, but it's kind of like, where is the line? Where is the line between this is like, this is okay, and this is sort of like veering on like a little bit of a sex addiction? Right. And I don't know if you like agree with like that as a concept of like sex addiction or like things like that. But I do think there's a sense of like,
I think sex addiction exists, but I think it's blamed more than it exists.
That's probably true. Yeah, like, I'm sure that's true. Like a lot of
OCD.
Right. Like, yeah. A lot of disorders and things like that. But there is a sense of like, if you have this like sort of insatiable thirst for upping your sexuality, and like, and we don't think that I'm necessarily going to be enough in that, like, and you don't think that the traditional ways that I find acceptable are acceptable to you, then that's like a different question of, are we compatible?
Yeah. Yeah.
Some girls might find that to be more okay.
Well, there's some girls that might be out there that go, this is kind of hot. Like, do you think there's a possibility?
I think there's some, but not many.
Well, that would go like, ooh, the idea that you're like a sexualized person, that, you know, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Does she dump him over?
I think it's more of a conversation. It's more of a conversation of like, I don't want you to just like tell me to stop and tell me you're going to stop because I asked you to stop. And like that you're just like sort of like giving me lip service here. Like, I want to find out like what the root of like what you actually get from this is.
Yeah.
Do you think it's something that like maybe we could like figure out sexually, how I can somehow be incorporated into it, or something that makes me feel less like you're less kind of like violated or that you're going outside of our relationship. I think it's more of like, let's get into like what you're really getting from this. Maybe you can get it in a different way with the help of me or through some more acceptable
This goes into like, does everything get shared in a relationship? You know, is there a point where you go, do what you do and I'll do what I do on our own time? And like let's say there, let's say we go, like, I'm sure there's got to be someone listening that's like married with mm-hmm. kids. It's like, yeah, this is my getaway. Like,
right.
And not everything. And I do agree with you. Like, to me, like, you know, today it's $10 for a nude. 2 years from now, it's, we have a shared bank account, and right. Celeste in Phoenix is now a part of our family.
Right.
You know, like I understand.
I think it's like can be like a little bit of a slippery slope.
Of course, but then I also know that there's functioning adults that live amongst us every
right.
day. This marketplace exists because there's a group of people out there that do this.
I mean, I agree, and I understand that side of it too. I think that there is something to be said. That's why, like, I don't think that like people have to share like what porn they're watching or things like that. And I think this
yeah.
becomes a bigger question the more technology advances. Where like someone like your dad probably couldn't really have done that kind
no.
of thing. It would have been much. If he wanted to do something similar to that, he probably would have like had to go out and like seen an actual person.
You have to. You have the tools, so
right.
you use them.
Well, now there. Yeah, now there's like there's VR. There's VR. VR sex. There's like those. I mean, I just watched the Whitney Cummings, who has been a guest on this podcast.
Yes, she has.
She just had a Netflix special where she talks about like these dolls that men,
the real dolls,
that they can get and they can have sex with, and like she doesn't think it's that bad for women. But I think it and now it just kind of like changes the whole nature of like what does it mean to be like committed to someone? What does it mean to, you know, like is it. Is monogamy like the same, have the same definition as it did years ago? Because
yeah.
there's so many different things. Like if someone isn't real, if, like what if these Snapchat things were bots? Would that be like better?
Is it
the fear that you're going to be in an emotional relationship with that? I think we can all accept, like almost everyone in a relationship, I think can accept that the person that they're with is going to be like physically attracted to other people eventually.
I am going to say I'm in a relationship. I'm not going to stop masturbating to porn.
Right.
Because I'm in a relationship. You know, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't expect that of her.
Right.
But I'm already, by saying that, me, on a public show that goes out to the millions and millions of fans at home.
Right.
I'm already in a different place. Like, we've already moved the chess piece down the board a little bit. Like, that wouldn't have been said 20 years ago, maybe. Like mm-hmm. what a
or
person on
right but
on
it would have still been true
right, but you know, now that we're here, do we move to the next step? Like, when
right.
does it end? Again, slippery slope
arguments. And we've had
tough.
That you know, we had that Kate Julian on our podcast as well, a different guest, who's talking about the sex recession and
mm-hmm.
how like in Japan there's like all these like, you know, VR stuff things that are going on
yeah.
as well, and how that like that's changing like the world even more. Like, is I'm sure like 20 years ago no one would ever admit to like having even a desire to do that.
Have you, if you caught your boyfriend with this, what would happen? Like, this, you go, hey, happy birthday, should we have a baby? And then you go, let me see your phone, and then you see this
I'd
picture.
Be like, listen, I don't want to get any more shit about the amount of Ubers that I take if you're paying $10 to this girl
it would
for
become
a financial
discussion. Man, that got very Jewish very quickly.
I think I would be offended by it, I think, because of the fact that it's like a real person. But I mean, like, he just went on a bachelor party. I don't think he like if he had like gone to a strip club and got a lap dance, like that wouldn't have bothered me, because it's like, it wouldn't have bothered me if it's like this one contained situation that's like not an everyday thing. If it's like, if every Thursday afternoon he goes to the strip club, like that to me is more of an issue if that's like an ingrained part of his life rather
so
than
what if
here's
every
a one-off.
Sunday is I have an insane every Sunday Snapchat chick Sunday.
Yeah, I don't like that. That I think is more of the issue for me, is that like this is now like something you need rather than something that you tried and was like kind of interesting. And
it's funny to me that like
there.
Women hear things about a guy's sexuality, like especially straight guys. Like, when women find out certain things, it's like like it almost like turns the whole thing. Like, well, like, like for her, I could see where, like, I could see where she would go. Now that I know this, I got to be out. I need a refresh. You know, I could see right. where she would end it because
it changes a little bit about the way that you think about the person as like. I mean, I think that I don't think that it's news or that it's totally out of like totally crazy to say that men and women think about things differently.
Of course, I mean,
and like
the subject of this whole show.
Right. And I think the idea that a man could think like, oh, I could still be like a great partner and a great like boyfriend and there for you in every which way, but I also have this other side to me which is a little bit more animalistic. I've never thought that way. I've never had a desire to see a penis over Snapchat ever in my entire life. But I don't think that that's like true of my boyfriend. I'm sure like if someone sent him that would be like more appealing to him than it would to me. I can acknowledge that. But
if tomorrow I found out that my girlfriend had this deep, dark secret that this is the thing she likes to watch and maybe not a Snapchat. Like, I wouldn't want to hear that she had a relationship with one specific.
Right. Like, what if she was paying for dick pics on Snapchat?
Well, this is where I'm trying to put myself in the emailer's shoes. And it's like, I guess I would mind if it was one specific person. I wouldn't mind if, like, they had, like, they're going around the horn. Like, there's like set, you know, every she's day getting, she just picks a new Snapchat person to pay $10 to for a penis pic.
Then
that would be better.
Because then that's less of like a relationship.
Exactly. It's not like you've like formed this like, and also there's a version of mental masturbation that goes into the people you deal with online and the people that you like interact with that you don't know. You know, like you guys talk about mental masturbation here. You can do that with someone that you like, have this masturbatory relationship with. So if like,
have you ever picked like, do you guys like envision relationships with?
No, you envision fucking the girl,
right? But like, do you ever think of anything beyond that?
No,
I've accepted the fact that like someone I'm dating can envision having sex with someone that's not me in their head, and like,
but
that's
you wouldn't
what
want
porn
to,
is.
But what if it was the same person every time?
That would make me feel less secure.
Yeah,
I would say
that's what that's kind of like. So if it's like. I would like if it's like this guy has a thing for this girl and then it just turned into like a Snapchat thing, I would be like, yeah, you need to like work this out or this is your type and I'm not really fulfilling that type. If it was just the idea of like,
or you have an insatiable sex urge and that's like a different issue.
If you have an insatiable sex urge, then you're not going to one specific girl.
Right.
Like you're not going, you're that's not being like, it, like, but if you're going to like one specific look that gets you off and it's a number of people, you're like, well, it's just, that's when it becomes just a fetish and a look. And
right. I think there's also the thing of like, I don't want you to do this versus like, I don't want you to want to do this. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it's like, I don't want
can't, one. You can't control.
I understand you can't control one, but like one is almost, that's the almost like the more important one is the one you can't control. It's like, I don't,
but yeah. That's the one you, if you try to control, you will be fucked. Like, it's not gonna work out well for you.
Right.
Because now you're like, you know, you're
but I'm saying with this girl, where with this guy, where he's like, I'm not gonna do this again. It's like, I don't want you to not do this again because I told you not to do this again.
Yeah.
I want you to not want to do this.
Well, that's the other thing. It might run its course for him. He might,
maybe.
You know,
got out of his system.
If you let it happen, he's just like, I'm not even really that into it anymore. You know, like I've kind of gotten over that phase of how I, you know,
right.
Down.
It's the whole like forbidden thing. Sure. That's more exciting, perhaps.
And then it's like, well, but then again, slippery slope. So
I don't think he's a bad guy. I just think like, or that he necessarily thought of this as cheating. But like in some ways, I think this is one of those gray areas.
We're talking it through. I don't think it's micro cheating at all because I
think it's micro cheating. I think
do?
It's just as I think it's micro cheating in the same way that if she were writing a guy that she knew, the same guy, emails about like intimate details about her life and like they were talking about.
But
like,
that's even more than what he's doing.
That was micro cheating. Well, no, like, this is like, I think this is a sexual version of that.
Yeah.
This is like a pen pal, you know, like those people with like those emotional affairs.
Sure.
I consider this like same amount of micro cheating as this emotional affair.
I feel like you might feel differently if you went on Twitter right now and just went to, like, I'm telling you, you go on Twitter right now, you go to any of the trending topics, what Snapchat models do is they just tweet out pay me for my pictures and then write all the trending topics underneath, which is kind of funny because right. sometimes it'll be like, pay me for my pictures, and it'll be like Hillary Clinton.
I don't understand. What does that mean?
Because
then?
They want it to trend.
Oh, so that's really funny.
So if it's like, I mean, this is a little dark, but it'll be like, pay me for my pictures, and underneath it'll be like, mass murder. You know, like right. like that's
I
trending
think it's
that
more
day.
Just like, I want you to be like a little classier than that.
I know. And it's like,
that's my dream for you.
Classy is put out there for everyone to see, and not classy is hidden, and well, you've just found it.
Right.
And
that's why, like, you think of like, it's funny the way you think of like these men, like you think of like JFK as like a classy fuckboy versus like
that's the
someone
thing,
from
like,
Bachelor in Paradise, the guy from
the
Bachelor.
Same.
Like, I know they're the same, but like one just does it better.
Yeah, well, or one
lives in
but
time.
This is again, this is what I was saying before, is like we're put face to face with disgusting realities.
Right.
Now
the
more
men are
than,
disgusting.
Yeah, like we like but like, you know, we're put to face to face with women being disgusting too. Look at, you know, how many pictures? I mean, look at how women act with their weddings. You know, like that's not disgusting.
That's gross, yeah.
You know,
that's
so like
gross in a different
in
way.
In a different way. So like we're all disgusting.
We're all disgusting. That should be the title.
We're all gross. Yeah. But I'm saying like there's, you know, in a day, you know, there was a time where you had one woman on your block who was annoying about her life moments. Now right. you have a bunch of women on your Instagram block who are annoying by their life moments. Now, right. it used to be that one crazy dude that got caught answering the door with his penis out. And now it's a bunch of crazy dudes who are on Snapchat, you know, paying women.
This,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, it's just, it's, and it's a lot of this dating stuff. Like the fact that I have to explain who I follow to my girlfriend, you know, when their pictures come up. And the explanation is never going to be wholesome. Like,
why don't you just unfollow them?
Because I got a penis.
So then go and search for them. Take the extra step.
I'm saying they're there from way back when. Sometimes you forget and then they pop up and it's like she's over your shoulder and she's like, who's big ass Lisa?
Yeah,
and you're like, I don't know. I'm
I get
fan.
That. I get her. I get her thing. It's like, I don't want to see it in my face, in your
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I don't want it either. That's a, I didn't mean for this
Gross,
to happen.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Stop it. Scat. Scat, big booty Lisa.
Get out of here. This is gross. You should just do that next time.
Ew,
next
ew.
Time one of those pops up, you go. You should just go, ew.
Ew.
Oh, unfollow.
Well, and then
Gross.
I scroll up. I don't unfollow. Let's do another email. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Hi, J&J. Listen to your podcast every week. Now, even my friends are hooked on it. I would love a guy's point of view on this topic. I have recently started planning my wedding.
Ooh.
Get ready to get disgusting.
Get gross. It's going to be gross. That's what I should do every time I see one of those like big ass rings on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Ew.
Gross.
You see a baby picture. Abort. Your boyfriend would like that.
Sure he would.
My fiance and I have visited the venue we are going to book with my parents and met with a wedding coordinator. In the car after touring the venue, I mentioned how we need to look at booking a band, flowers, etc. He replies, do you have to put deposits down for these things? Are they refundable? Oh, my penis just jumped off of my body and ran away because it was scared.
It's like a panic button.
What? So I'm clearly worried he's not wanting to get married. He also said the date is doable.
I think I could pencil that in.
That is doable. Yeah, I got a free Saturday. What?
This yeah, I guess I could pop in.
I need to meet this guy. He is hilarious. If he's doing these things as a
this
joke.
This is why men are so infuriating, I feel like.
This is how I would be, but I would be joking.
You'd
like,
be joking.
I would, like, I love saying.
You'd be like, well, I got a show at 9:45.
Yeah, I could
so, like, if we make the ceremony at, like, 4:30.
I just love, anytime I see a ring, I go, yeah, I'm not a ring guy. And then just see the steam come out of her ears. So I'm clearly worried he's not wanting to get married. He also said the date is doable. What do I do? Do I say something further? We've had a conversation about it, and he swears he meant nothing about it. He swears he is ready, and he's not just checking the next thing off the list in our relationship. I'm ready for brutal honesty at Jared. Ha ha. I trust y'all's judgment.
Maybe this is just like the most chill guy ever. I don't know.
I
part of me is like, oh, like maybe like we, maybe there's this. I can imagine a scenario where he's like, oh, we booked this band, but like maybe we find one we like more. Like, is it refundable?
Yeah, these are like normal questions that like I think like
depends
that,
on what context they're set in.
Absolutely. Like we're reading this email now and I'm sure women are just like screaming at their, you know, their phone, just being like, end it. Like and that's the easy.
Well, it's like thing. Imagine signing your like wedding, your like your wedding documents. Mm. And the guy's like, so like how long is what's their cancellation period?
So a 30-day right. return policy.
Like,
on
you know, when you
bitch.
Book a flight and you have 24 hours
sure.
to cancel it.
Yeah. I think this also goes back to like the initial conversation of this podcast where it's like
it definitely does.
Guys say things that we don't really know. We don't dig three levels down.
Right.
You know, I think this also has to do with your fiance.
Right. Is he an enthusiastic guy who's like,
and then all of a sudden the vibe changed the minute the wedding conversation happened. Yeah. Like if he's this way with a lot of things, just because it's your wedding doesn't mean he's going to change to be.
That's also
to
true.
How he plans right. your wedding.
If he's if he's kind of like chill about every dinner that you suggest, maybe like this is indicative that this is how he's going to act.
Yeah. So don't be surprised by the person that you've already been dating being that person. If this is a total change in his vibe, like I do believe vibes matter. If this is like. Yeah, I'm just ever since we started planning the wedding. If this email, and it doesn't say that.
Right, it doesn't really give that much.
It doesn't give that much as far as the context of like ever. If but I do believe she would have written that if that were the case. Where it's like ever since
right.
the marriage talk.
He started being weird. If it's just these comments and everything else is good, I think it could just be like him not thinking about like why you would take that personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't think about it. Like, if you were like,
if
so
he's
what
Mr.
Do you
Logical, like my boyfriend is,
yeah,
Mr. Fucking Logical,
this would make sense.
And he's like, yeah, like we, I want to know, like before I'm paying anything, like if I decide we don't like it, we can get our money back.
I mean, to me, I'd be like, what if I see a band that I love at another wedding? Can we return this band that we've already done a thing
right.
with?
What if we find a lower price somewhere else? Like,
yeah,
is this
and they're even better. Like, right. I these are all like, the thing is. I understand she wants him to go. She wants to say, what do you think of the date? It's not like he didn't show up to the tour of the venue right. and then was like, yeah, it's doable over text.
Right.
He was there with you. He's right. touring the venue.
He's saying, yeah, we could do that date. It's
I think
doable.
Words and actions have to be put together and right. also words with the previous words.
I agree with that. My boyfriend is like that too. He's not very enthusiastic about like a lot of the things. So like it'll annoy me when someone's like to him like, oh, so how's living together? And he's like, oh, it's good. And yeah. I'm like, what do you mean it's
sure.
good? Like, well, I'm like, didn't we discuss this? He goes, oh yeah, it's great. We're having a great time. It's really.
Yeah. Yeah. I like if it, like if I was going right. through the wedding process, I would be, I'm going to be who I am today.
Right.
And I think a lot of women, when they get involved with wedding planning, all of a sudden
they're like misenthusiastic, right?
Enthusiastic. Yeah. Also, all of a sudden they're an expert. All of a sudden, this is their Super Bowl. This is something they've like. All, they're in fucking wedding mode. They're working out a different way. They're speaking a different way. Well,
right.
you know, the cousins will be there. You know, like it
right.
becomes it's more
become,
serious for them.
Right. I don't think they even know. From knowing a lot of people who get married, I don't think they know that they're like becoming that person.
No,
which
no,
is
no,
I
no,
think
no.
the bridezilla doesn't become a bridezilla overnight.
No,
she
no,
like
no.
slowly
evolves. Yeah, this is business to a lot of women. Like
yeah.
the wedding is, this is the day I show everyone who I am.
And that's the issue with the weight that is placed on weddings.
Of course.
Where like, it's you're like, this is like my day of my life.
Yeah.
It is like, and like, it's almost sad when that's the case because it's like, that's like such an old school way to think about like back in the day before a woman
sure.
could have like jobs or careers or things that they were like. Really like you know, they could really accomplish on the same level as men. Like, yeah, that was like, if you were born, if you're getting married in 1940, like, this is like the only day that anyone really gives a shit about what's going on with you.
And the day that you're the most in charge of something.
Right.
Like, you're the CEO of this wedding. A lot of women are the That's a good way to look at it. They're like, this is a reflection on them. And the guy has no pressure. Right.
And this is the this is their only, like, you can have kids and you're like, this may be the CEO of the household, but this is your like public day to like, to shine.
You have to understand how little pressure we have.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand that.
If it's a bad wedding, no one looks at me and goes, Jared planned a bad wedding. You know what I mean?
Did
like,
you see the peonies?
Yeah.
But
I just think, and also like, no man has that pressure. No man, like,
well, I'm saying women shouldn't have it anymore either. There's a lot of other accomplishments that you can have in life that are public, that are like great, that people don't need to focus on.
I am 100% with you, but I would understand why a woman would feel the pressure. Like, both can be true.
Yeah, no, I understand it too.
You know, and I,
because that's not totally gone, that sentiment.
Not totally gone.
But I think that,
but and also if you're planning a big thing, like, even the way my apartment is decorated. Like, if you walked into my apartment and you were like, you'd be like, a man lives here.
Right.
You know, if you walked into my girlfriend's apartment, you go, a woman lives here. You know, like, you would just know right away. And I don't feel any pressure. Like, if someone walks into my apartment and was like, Jared, what the fuck? You haven't hung up a single painting or whatever? I go, yeah, I don't care.
You're like, I'm selling this place.
Yeah. Harlem, great area. but if I do think that, and this isn't fair, but if you walked into a woman's apartment, you were like, you haven't hung on it, she would feel a little
more
from
ashamed.
The community,
yes.
You know? So I think the same goes for a wedding. And also, no guy's dreaming of his dream wedding. I'm sorry. Not the ones I've met.
Yeah, I've never been like a person to dream about their dream wedding either. I don't think it's like all women have that, but I do think that like that becomes... I think the more like of an insane lunatic you become about your wedding, the less you have going on in the rest of your life, though, too.
There's something to that. I also know that like all my friends, when I've been at their weddings, they talk like this. They get the doable. Yeah.
Well, they're not going to be like, yeah, man, like, have you seen like the centerpieces?
Well, they'll say, like, so they'll go, my wife did a great job.
Right.
They don't sit there and go, look what we did. You know, like, like, it's much less a wee thing. Right. They're along for the ride.
Did you see the accents on the invitations?
Yeah.
That was my idea.
That was all. Yeah, exactly. So I think this is like one of those things for her. Like, I wouldn't worry too much as long as it matches.
Matches his personality his style. Personality. If he's usually very excited about things. And
like, I make fun of everything. If I'm making fun of everything during the wedding process, that means I'm being myself.
Right.
Like, if all of a sudden I'm a different person, I'd be like, what's the deal?
Right. You know? Someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Believe them. Let's play some games.
So I was thinking, because it's August, I feel like it's a great month to be single still, but it's like one of the last great months to be single of the year.
Interesting.
What do you think are rank the top months to be single?
The top months.
In order from...
From
best to be single to worst month to be single.
Best to be single to worst to be single. Okay. See, I think fall gets underrated.
You think
as
it's
a
good time?
Great time to be single.
Really?
Fall's a great time to be single because there's not as much traveling. There's more people in the same centered area. What do you think? Do you have a opinion already?
I feel like it's like June, July, August in that order. And then like you go almost like it almost goes like reverse order throughout the rest of the year.
So down from there.
Or actually maybe it's more like I think the worst month to be single is like December.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that.
See, I kind of disagree.
I think it makes you feel very lonely.
December to me is a great month to be single because no other parent, no other family's holidays. No, where do we go? You get to be in your own home with your own fucked up family and not having to deal with someone else's fucked up family.
I feel like it can be kind of depressing though because it's like a very like togetherness kind of feeling.
Yeah, I could see that.
And like, it's the end of the year. You kind of
reflect
on your...
But at least there's things going on. You
remind
know, like,
you of your loneliness.
I understand like the reflection, but at the same time, like there's holiday parties. There's the New
That's
Year's.
That's true. There's
like,
a lot of parties.
There's things happening.
Fair. Maybe it's January.
January, February, I think those are the 2 months you want to be in a relationship the most.
Right.
There's no events in those months.
They're cold, lonely months.
And then you see like a vacation picture. You're like, ah, I would like to go on vacation. And like, well, I'm going to go alone. You know, like, am I just going to like do that? And
you don't want to go out, but like you're also nothing to do if you're.
And nobody's out. There's no real like, you know, the sporting events. There's the Super Bowl, but there's no real events.
Yeah. March also is kind of like that, too. March is actually might be the worst month of the year.
March turns up because of March Madness, St. Patrick's Day. At least there's
like a glimmer of hope in March.
Yeah. Like I would say like on the it would go for me, February, January. This is in reverse order. February, January, March. June.
Okay.
April, and then I think like those are the bottom.
You think June and June is the bottom? I feel like June is like people are like out.
June, everyone's shuffling around to get to where they're doing the summer.
Okay.
I think the best months to be single, August, September, August, September, October.
What about July?
July is right under that, but I don't like, I think the, especially like the age group we're talking with right now, like the real center of our fucking pie, there's so much going on in the summer. People are so on the move that it's almost the only singledom you can have is with the people that you move with.
Right.
There's no like random. So like the randomness comes in the fall when you're in a city, you have your home base, you know, like there's people going out during the day. There's not as much
pressure.
You get
to meet everyone else's friends from the summer.
Everyone else's friends from the summer. People are watching football. They're coming.
That's true.
You know, there's more. And then also there's not this
we're
like.
We're looking for stability.
Yeah. There's also the lie of stability, the false stability, because you're like, oh, we live in the same town. Like,
and we're now here.
We're here.
Not traveling every
We're not traveling every weekend. Like, I think August is a tougher month because there's just a lot more excuses to be given.
That's fair. I don't really remember all of the months anyway, but I feel like this was a...
Did we get it all?
Yeah, we got enough of them.
All we're saying is get ready for September.
It's going to be a
Fuck-tember.
Crazy... September. There you go.
That's what we're going to start
there
calling.
There you go.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Let's play some games.
All right, red flag or deal breaker. She or he still keeps and wears their ex's clothing. My favorite sweatshirt happens to be my ex-boyfriend's. He let me keep it while we were dating. When we broke up, I never gave it back. My current boyfriend and I have now been together about 8 months, and I wear that sweatshirt all the time when we are hanging around at home, and I'm always wondering if he would get mad if if he knew where I got it from.
It's fucked up.
You think it's fucked up?
It's fucked up. Like, it kind of, I know it smells like you now, but like it still has some of him in it.
In some ways, I feel like it's almost a good sign because it's like it's not like it reminds her of anything that's like painful. It'd almost be worse if it was like, I can't bear to look at it. Like it gives me.
Interesting.
Like, I'm so detached from this relationship that just like wearing this thing that he got me is just not even.
Don't you think it's kind of a fucked up power play that the boyfriend doesn't know? And
right. The fact that he doesn't know is weird.
Yeah.
Right.
Like she's sitting in it being like, look at this fucking idiot.
Yeah. I think I'd be annoyed
hanging out with my ex-boyfriend's sweatshirt.
I think I'd be annoyed if like my found out my boyfriend was wearing a shirt that like his ex-girlfriend got him and it was, he wear it all the time.
And he's like, this is my favorite shirt. Right. Just fits well.
But on one hand, wouldn't you also think like, oh, if I'm wearing it all the time, like I just like the shirt. And like,
yeah. But like the difference between a shirt and a sweatshirt is like, you're not cuddling him in the shirt. Like,
right.
Like if it's like a nice shirt that she got him for his birthday, that's just a shirt. To me, a sweatshirt that you wear around the house is like almost a part of like the sexual experience.
Right. It like, gets a little creepy.
It's a little bit more. Then it's like, you know, what are you holding on to? I know it's comfortable, but like,
would it be a red flag or a deal breaker?
It wouldn't be a deal breaker, but I would kind of be like, like if I found out, I would be like, he was here the whole time, you know, like,
right.
Like it's like, it kind of feels like he's in the room.
It would feel like
us.
A sort of betrayal. Yeah,
a little bit. And it's not a red deal breaker, but it's not just a red flag. It's more like
it's in the middle.
It's in the middle. I'm not ending it, but I'm talking about it a lot to the point where she's
you're gonna wish you never did that.
Yeah, you're gonna wish you never told me because I will make fun of it till the day.
On the one hand, I do, but on the other hand, I do think like it's kind of a good sign in some ways. I would think it was more of a deal breaker if they were like, the sight of this sweatshirt brings me to tears.
Yeah, well, this is the other thing. Like, what do you hold? You know, if you were broken up with someone and you threw it away, you would, and then it would be thrown away. Like,
that's true. You could just toss it.
You can just toss it. Like, it's like, it's kind of like the idea of like still following someone on Instagram.
Right. And liking all their pictures.
And you don't have, someone asked me, why would you follow? We talked about this last time. Why would you follow? I don't know. I'm just following. And she's probably saying, I don't know. It's just a comfy sweatshirt. And it's like, yeah, then get rid of it. You can find a new...
And also, if she's writing in about it, she obviously thinks about the fact that it's not like she forgot where she got it.
To the point where I have this like sinister thought in my mind, like her writing in about it makes me think she like puts it on and gets a little wet thing.
Right.
Like while like he's sitting there
or
fucking
almost
doofy
like a
loser.
Power thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It feels like a power thing.
Right. Little do you know.
Yeah. I can still get with my ex. That's right.
All right.
You idiot.
We got one more.
All right, let's do one more. They don't know how to deboard a fucking airplane, which is the most simple thing ever. They get up as soon as the plane lands and try to jump the line and get maybe like two rows ahead and have to awkwardly stand
there. I do hate that.
Hateable thing.
I do hate when that happens. That's the least favorite, I would say, time of my existence.
Is deboarding the plane.
Is that moment when everyone's like half standing on the plane.
The half stand, like, yeah. When you can just sit and it's going to get you out no more sooner than the last.
I think
it also feels like that's an older person thing.
Like, let me get out away.
It feels like we are all very, like there's a generational divide. Like we're all very aware of plane stuff now. Like what's annoying, what's not.
Because everyone travels a lot.
Travels also, like there's the internet plane, you know, there's passenger shaming. That's a very popular Instagram account.
Oh, I've never seen it. I have to look at it.
It's a good follow. They put up people like I was in the bulkhead, you know, like the front seat of the plane, and I kept wanting to put my feet up on the bulkhead, but passenger shaming is like, that is a no-no. And I'm like, I get why it's a no-no, but I'm also like, I get why people are drawn to do it. You know, like I had the moment where I was like, no, put it down. You know, like, so I think a lot of this plane stuff, like we all hate it until it's us.
Right.
Everything's annoying
until you got to go to the bathroom and then you.
Sure.
You know.
I mean,
I'm sure there's exceptions.
Listen, if anyone follows me on Instagram, you know that I am constantly in awkward flying positions.
Right.
And it's like people are going to do what thinks they're best for them. If you're with someone who jumps up to do that, I would immediately go, where are you going? Like, I like
right.
that wouldn't be a deal breaker because I would go, I would be like, oh, good. I have someone I can ask why they feel the need to do this.
You'd be like, now I have someone I can shame.
Yeah. Well, shame or investigate. I want to know the I want to know the psychological disorder.
It's a green flag.
It's a green flag for me.
They're crazy.
They're crazy.
Who knows what they do in bed if they're running to the front of the airplane as soon as it
lands. You got two ahead. Where are you going?
Right.
You really needed to get off. Like, what would you do?
I'd be like, you didn't wait for me?
You should have held my hand. You should have dragged
right?
me ahead. Yeah.
No, I'd be, I think I would also be like, you know, like, you're not getting off really faster.
Did I talk about the guitar here?
No.
I was on a flight and this is actually a crazy story.
Oh, someone had their guitar like in the overhead bin?
In the overhead bin. And the thing is, nobody is like, everyone is out for themselves on a plane. Everyone.
Yeah.
Like, so no one, it is the moment you realize that no one really gives a shit about you. I get on the plane and I go to put my bag above the thing and there's no room. And I look at the stewardess, I go, flight attendant. People can. If you want
flight specialist.
I have a lot of flight attendants that follow me and I get messages from them because I put a plane stuff
and
all the time.
They're not called stewardesses. It's like that dietitian nutritionist shit. It's like no one cares but you.
Yeah.
I've
never heard
like
that.
If you're like call someone a nutritionist and they're a diet, they're like, I'm a registered dietitian. Yeah, it's yeah. like no one cares.
Okay.
Anyway.
How much does it cost? You know, like it's, but the, so I look at the guy, I look at the flight attendant, I go, I kind of like point at the guitar, I point at my thing, and I'm like, what's going to happen? She's like, we're going to have to put your bag under the plane. Okay. I was like, I go, and like, I just look, and I loudly say, I go, one is taking up the space of three. And I look at the plane and everyone's just looking down at their shoes. Like no one is like, he's right. Like it wasn't like everyone was like, hey, he's right. Oh. Or the person with the guitar, he's just like staring straight ahead.
Right.
And then I put this up on Instagram and this girl's like, that was my dad.
Oh my God. That's
right?
So funny.
It's like, I told him the whole story and he knew it was you. Like the whole thing matched up.
That's very funny.
So fuck your dad.
And thank you to your fans.
Yeah, and thank you for following.
Yes,
that's funny.
I don't think I heard that one, actually.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this was like a week.
Well, people are probably looking down because like, they're kind of like, let me like get my phone out in case this is an interesting
sure,
thing.
Sure.
In case this escalates.
They did the thing, head down, headphone off.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going
to
hear.
There's nothing I love more than when I'm next to a couple on a plane that is fighting. And I like have to pretend to not listen, but I'm
sure.
trying to like lean in without like, with like while looking away.
That is the greatest gift of any travel.
A fight next to
yeah,
you,
oh
like in
God.
That confined space is like amazing.
Unreal. I mean, then they took my bag, put it on the plane, and I like, and also the guy put, someone wrote back to me, they're like, guitars get smashed under planes, and I'm like, yeah, that's not my fucking problem. Like,
right.
like that's between you and the airline. Just
yeah.
be, you know, whatever. So
airlines are the biggest target right now, I feel like.
What do you mean?
Just like everyone hates them.
Well, they're easy to hate.
Yeah.
It's I'm a Delta guy. I've said it many times. I'm
yeah.
Delta true.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. I'm a platinum member on his way to diamond status.
Ooh.
That's right.
So you know he's better than you.
I am better than you. But I do appreciate how Delta runs their business. Like I see other people with like everyone's just going to, you're always, if you're living and traveling, you're going to have a problem. So it's easy to go, look at this big fucking business fucking over the little guy.
Right.
You know, like that's the best example. But this was a fun one.
This was.
Right. We're here every Wednesday.
5 p.m. Eastern.
5 p.m. Eastern. Keep telling your friends. We love the listeners of this show. Cleveland and Detroit, there's tickets left. Chicago, we're there tonight. I think there's probably tickets left. Toronto as well. We're there doing the live shows. New York, the tickets are live. We are out of the pre-sale zone. We're in the full sale zone.
Get them.
That's going to be an event. All of our live shows works. Incredibly excited to do them. You can send in your emails uup@betches.com. We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.